1320 WILS. You know, they say money makes the world go round, but my next guest says that your perspective on money can actually make the biggest difference. Michael F. K. joins us, author of the brand new book, The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. Michael, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Michael, I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, this, and you're a certified financial planner, right? So this is, how long have you been involved in this field?
I've been in this field for over 30 years. And in addition to being a financial planner, a certified financial planner and financial life planner, I'm also the dad of a proud Michigan alum.
No, University of Michigan, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, around here, we're much Spartan country, so. and your child, did they graduate? What are they doing?
He's an attorney.
Okay, gotcha. Did he go to law school at U of M, or?
No, he didn't. He went locally out here to Rutgers University, but spent four great years in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Well, Michigan is definitely different than New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, a whole different culture there. Hey, tell me this, Michael. You say Feel Rich Project. What does that mean? I mean, how do people define feeling rich?
Sure. In our culture, in our life today, it's so caught up with stuff, with pressure, with keeping up with our neighbors and our colleagues and our family, that what I try to do in this book is saying, hey, you know what? Let's take a step backwards and really examine our values, really examine what it is that we care most about. What are the things that keep our head off the pillow at night? And what kind of things can we do that bring us closer to the things that we value most?
Okay. So, are they all typically the same thing for everyone? Or?
No, everyone. That's the wonderful thing, is because we get to define what our values are for each other. Is it, you know, not outliving our resources? And that's one that's really common. I don't want to become dependent on my children, or I want to help my kids pay for tuition or send them to college, or I want to help others. I want to use my resources to enrich the world and make the world better. Mm. So we all get a chance to make these decisions for ourselves to what's most important to us. And unfortunately, so many people wind up in credit card debt, and they wind up really behind the eight ball because they feel almost compelled or forced to keep up, and they're holding themselves up to the Kardashians or to their next door neighbors, or you know, they have a new car, we need a new car.
Although, you know, I have to say, from what I've seen, people are one way or the other. The people that are financially responsible, it seems to be just part of their character to be that way. I don't know how to explain it. What do you think? Is it kind of a deep instinct of money to be sensible about it?
No, actually, it comes from how you're raised, what messages you hear growing up. So some people grow up in families where they say, you know, save for a rainy day, and you know, don't buy anything you can't afford to. And those are really supportive money ideas, and those are that imprints us, and we bring that into adulthood with those beliefs because we hear them all the time from our parents. Where other people, either their parents never talked about money, or maybe they heard messages like, it's important to show people that you're successful. Okay. Or they heard their parents arguing about money and fighting about money, and that become money equals conflict. So through a child's eyes and ears and senses, they take on what they hear, witness, and believe, right. And that becomes what they take into adulthood.
So there are
many people who grew up with really great supportive habits, right. But unfortunately there are many who don't.
Okay, talking to Michael K., the book, by the way, The Feel Rich Project, is it not as simple as living within your means?
Well, it's a very simple way of putting it. Unfortunately, for people who have a different money imprint, they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to even approach it.
What does that mean? Do they not know that they're going into debt, or you know, buying things on credit that they probably shouldn't? Or?
You know, money is deeply emotional, so they know it, but it's almost an emotional reaction. It's like the idea of I see it, I want it, I buy it, and people get trained that way that they get involved in retail therapy. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel that I'm okay, and then they have to deal with the credit card payments at the end of the month. So it becomes a cycle, and a destructive cycle. So what I've tried to do is show people, let's understand your numbers. what shifts can you make, and what are your values that you're basing your decisions to make changes based on?
Talking to Michael Kay, the book, The Feel Rich Project. Rich people, what is it like for rich people that you work with? How do they really feel about money and wealth?
Well, really, the conversations are very meaningful because everyone has a different money story. And we have clients who are very wealthy, and we have clients who are struggling. And
what do you mean struggling? What does that mean?
Well, they might come to us with debt issues, or they might come to us where they've been overspending and they need to get control of it so that they don't outlive their resources. Okay. And they really don't know how.
I see. But the ones that are rich, is there a commonality in how they think about money where they've accumulated, let's say, millions of dollars?
Well, I think that the commonality is that there is a driving force in the relationship. Mm-hmm. It might be fear. It might be good teaching. So there might be different factors that have kept people. It might be a grounding mm-hmm. in a philosophy of sufficiency. So those people who say, you know, I have enough. I don't need the fancy house, or I don't need to go on expensive vacations. I don't need to buy the designer clothes. It's not a value to me. So it really depends on what, for the individual, what they see for themselves.
And how do you develop that if that's not in your nature, right? If you want to get out there, buy things, experience life, travel, have luxurious things, how do you get that out of your system?
Well, because you come to the crossroads, you come to that fork in the road, and you say, if you continue along the way that you're going, will you accomplish the things that are most important to you?
Mm-hmm.
If not, what changes are you willing to make so that you don't go over the cliff? And that really becomes kind of that moment of truth that says, I either change or I make decisions that lead me to better habits, mm-hmm. or I'm just going to have this magical thinking that it's all going to kind of work out.
Well, part of it is not looking ahead, right? To be kind of blinding yourself. Is there an element to that?
Oh, of course. Of course. We live in denial. We live in our fantasies. You know, I'm going to hit the Powerball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get an inheritance from, my distant uncle, Charlie, who I've never met. Mm-hmm. So there's all these levels of magical thinking.
And how do you break a client out of that if they're in that phase?
Again, it's having those conversations that are real and true and, let's look at the reality. And sometimes they're really difficult conversations. And, this is not a place to sit and talk when you want someone to just pat you on the head and say, oh, you're doing an awesome job if you're indeed in trouble.
Yeah.
So people come to us because they want the truth and they want to live a life that's more aligned with what they care most about.
And they want to be able to retire, I'm guessing. With the very worst, they're looking at either working to the end of their life or living on a very modest budget with Social Security.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I heard a story the other day from someone whose mother is 75 years old and cuts people's grass in order to survive financially.
Crazy. The book, by the way, The Feel Rich Project, author Michael Kay, because you talk about fear in the book, chapter 2 is called the F word, and how do you effectively use that to improve things financially?
Well, that realization that, our own fear of it's whether we have a fear of being judged, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
What will people say if I, join the country club, or if I don't go with them to expensive restaurants, what will they say about me? So this fear of failure or a fear of judgment, fear of being rejected, all these beliefs kind of loop through people's heads and they make decisions based on that fear. My circle of friends, my colleagues, my neighbors, they'll all think less of me. And if you were raised in a family where it was important to impress others or show others, this is going to clash directly with your how you're living. So it's kind of like being able to look back and say, hey, you know what? Those messages, that experience really doesn't support mm-hmm. what I really care most about.
Did you ever have any money issues yourself?
Well, you know something? I had a very interesting moment of truth where I grew up in a family where my father was grew up in the Depression. My mother was 11 years younger, and they fought about money. And so growing up, money equaled conflict. So later in life, I had to really kind of deal with that idea that every time my wife would talk about money, that I'd get this knot in my stomach, mm-hmm. and kind of unwinding that and understanding that it's not a conversation that is a bad conversation. It's not a fight. It's not an argument. It's a conversation.
It sounds like you grew up, though, being frugal. You were taught to be frugal with money. Is that right?
Well, you know what? My father was very frugal. My mother was the opposite. Oh. So there were very mixed messages there.
And how, about a minute here, but how do you deal with that? If you have a spouse that has a whole different viewpoint on money, how do you get involved and resolve it yourself as a CFP?
Sure. Well, and that's very common. Most couples do have different beliefs and stories about money, and the idea is to share them and to share them in a way that's non-judgmental, mm-hmm. and to have a conversation that comes from a caring and a loving place. Because after all, if you're sitting here in my office, you're here to help fix something, to help make something better. Mm-hmm. So it's not about conflict. It's not about blame. You know, one of the chapters on taming blame and shame is, you know, the idea that we don't have to live this way. And while this book is not a do-it-yourself financial plan, I think it's a really good start for people to look at their money, where they spend it, how they spend it, their values, understanding their money imprints, and seeing, what do I need to do? What kind of things can I do to make my life more meaningful?
A lot more in the brand new book, The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find Your True Happiness. The author, Michael F. K., 30 years as a financial planner involved in this industry, knows exactly what it takes to find happiness financially. Michael, thank you very much.
Michael, thank you.